Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the NCC Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by JM Financial. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Robin. On behalf of JM Financial, I welcome everybody to Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of NCC Limited. We have from the management today, Sri R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, Sri Sanjay Pusarla, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, and Sri Neeraj Sharma, Head Strategy and Investor Relations. Now, I hand over the call to the management for opening remarks, and then we can have a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Vaibhav. Good evening, everyone. At the very outset, I thank each of you for taking out time to attend this interactive meeting. I have with me my colleagues, Mr. R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, and our CFO, Mr. Sanjay Pusarla. Today, we have declared our results for the second quarter of the current financial year. Hope you had an opportunity to download and study the results and the investors' presentation that we have uploaded on our website and shared with the stock exchanges. Before I begin the interactive meeting, I will read out the disclaimer. This presentation may contain forward-looking statements concerning NCC's future business prospects and business profitability, which are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties, and the actual results could materially differ from those in forward-looking statements. The risks and uncertainties related to these statements include, but are not limited to, risks and uncertainties regarding fluctuations in earnings, our ability to manage growth, competition, both domestic and international, economic growth in India, and ability to attract and retain highly skilled professionals, time and cost overruns on contracts, our ability to manage operations, government policies, and actions with respect to investments, fiscal deficits, regulations, geopolitical risks, interest, and other fiscal costs generally prevailing in the economy. The past performance of the company may not be indicative of the future performance of the company. This interaction is broadly divided in three parts. In the first part, I will talk about the brief business environment and the prospects of our company. In the second part, I will request our CFO to give a detailed presentation on the financial performance of the company. In the third part, we will attempt to answer all your questions and clarifications. We are seeing a very healthy pipeline of future prospects. As we speak, we have a prospective project pipeline of more than 210,000 crore. We are currently sitting an order book of rupees 52,370 crore. I also take this opportunity to reiterate the guidance that we have shared with the market participants. The first guidance that we have shared with the street is order inflow of rupees 20,000 to 22,000 crore, revenue growth of 15% upward, and EBITDA margin of 9.5% to 10% in the FY25. Now, I will touch upon very briefly on our important divisions. In our buildings and transportation division, we continue to see good traction and healthy pipeline of projects. We are sitting an order book of 19,486 in buildings and 11,151 crore, that is about 21% of our total order book in the transportation division. The third largest division that we have is our electrical division. In this division, we have an order book of 10,931 crore as of September end, which is about 21% of our order book. The fourth large division that we have in our company is our water division. It has an order book of 6,071 crore, which is about 12% of our total order book. The flagship scheme of Government of India, Jal Jeevan Mission, that has been launched in partnership with the states, continues to be in full operation. This scheme has been planned with an outlay of 3,60,000 crore, and this scheme has been given a very healthy allocation of rupees 70,163 crore for the current financial year by the Government of India. Now I will hand over to my CFO, Mr. Sanjay Puttala, to talk about the detailed financial performance of the company for the current financial year. Hand over to Mr. Puttala.
Thank you. Good evening to all of you. This is Sanjay Puttala, CFO from NCC Limited. I am pleased to announce the financial results of Q2 of financial year 25. My announcement will be in the order of order book, revenue, profitability, debt movement, and some of the important balance sheet metrics. To start with, order book. Our order book stands at 52,370 crores as at the end of September 24. So, you are aware, the order book at the beginning of the year is at 57,536 crores. And orders received during the H1 is 5,168 crores, of which Q1 includes 408 crores and Q2 includes 4,760 crores. After execution of 10,334 crores of work during the first half of the year, the order book stands at 52,370 crores. Coming to the revenue, so we will talk about the standalone. The budgeted turnover for the quarter is 4,857 crores. And against this, we achieved a turnover of 4,445 crores, which is 92%. And against 6 months, that is period ending September, we achieved a turnover of 9,158 crores as against 9,362 crores, which is almost 98%. And when it comes to consolidated, the budgeted turnover for the quarter is 5,425 crores. And against this, we achieved a turnover of 5,196 crores, which is 96%, and against 6 months, that is ending September 24, we achieved a turnover of 10,224 crores as against the budgeted turnover of 10,545, which is 102% of the budget. Next, coming to the profitability. At the standalone level, we achieved a gross margin of 15.15% for Q2 as against 11.70% of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. And for H1 25, we achieved a gross margin of 14.96 as against 13.44% in H1 of the previous year. At the consolidated level, we achieved a EBITDA of 9% and a PBT of 4.9% and PAT of 3.6% in the current quarter Q2 as against EBITDA of 6.5% and EBITDA of 2.3% and PAT of 1.6% of the corresponding quarter. The main reason for the reduction in the Q2 of FY25 compared to Q2 of FY24 is on account of lower turnover in our water project UP, as explained by Mr. Neeraj before, due to unprecedented rainfall. Lower turnover in one of the projects, Malad project in Maharashtra, due to the rains and also granting of approval and delay in the granting of permission for cutting the mangroves there, and also lower turnover in the smart meter project. So coming to the debt movement. So the debt at the beginning of the year stood at 1,005 crores, that is 1,005 crores, and net debt after cash and cash equivalent is 518.36 crores. At the end of Q1, it stood at 1,820 crores and net debt at 1,679.56 crores. And at the end of the Q2, the same is standing at 1,732.70 crores and net debt is 1,624.36 crores. There is a reduction in debt levels by 87.03 crores compared to the earlier quarter. The debt equity ratio stands at 0.25 at the end of Q2, as against 0.26 at the end of Q1. Coming to the working capital, working capital at the end of Q2 stands at 4987 crores, which is 27% of the turnover, and in terms of working capital days, it is 87 days, and it is calculated after excluding cash and margin money deposits. Coming to the debtors, outstanding at the end of Q2 has come down from 3,654 crores at the end of Q1 to 2,793 crores, and the number of days also has come down from 85 days to 65 days in the current quarter. The unbilled revenue stands at 5,220 crores, which is 29% of the revenue for Q2, as against 4,790 crores at Q1. The reason for increase is in UP projects, where we have billed them about 400 crores in the next month, that is October, and realized the money also. So mobilization advances stood at 2,096 crores as against 2,417 crores in the previous quarter, showing a recovery of mobilization advance by the clients by Rs. 321 crores. This is also another reason for an increase in our debt levels. It is standing at 11% of turnover as against 13% of the previous quarter. Of these mobilization advances, 81% are interest bearing, and the average interest rate comes to around 9.5%. Coming to the capex, we have incurred a capex of 143 crores in the current financial year up to end of September 24. So next, coming to the investor related ratios, the ROE stands at 13.61 as against 14.04 at FY24 end. Return on net worth against EBT is 14.02 as against 13.88. Return on net worth against PAT is 10.44 as against 9.62. EPS stands at ₹5.80 as at the end of Q2. For March, that is the year end, it is ₹10.10. Book value per share is at 112 as against ₹108.50 at the financial year 24A. With this, I conclude my presentation on the financials for the quarter 2. Thank you. Back to Mr. Neeraj.
Yeah, now we will take all any questions, clarifications that you might have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, just to recheck, you are maintaining the previous revenue and EBITDA margin guidance, I understand. So just to recheck on that, so if I look at 15% revenue growth, we need a 17% plus kind of revenue growth in the second half, and in terms of the margin level, we need at least 9.7% to 10% kind of EBITDA margin in the second half. So are we confident that we will be able to do that?
Yeah. Hello. As now the guidance what we given at the beginning of the year, and we are still confident to achieve the guidance what we given. As far as order book guidance is concerned, we have given about 20,000 to 22,000. So though the order book in the first half year is lower than what we supposed to do, but the kind of the pipeline of the orders giving a good confidence to us to achieve easily the 20,000 to 20,000 crores. Even there is a good visibility to surpass the limit what we given for the order booking. As far as invoice booking is concerned, as in the first half year we achieved 13%, that you know already we explained, in the particularly in the second quarter, because of the rains and floods, we couldn't achieve because of the difficulties happened because of the heavy rains in the season. So in the second half, so whatever 15% is there, we easily achieve, but the 2% whatever is there now, the backlog, that also we are confident to achieve that one. And ultimately we are At this moment, we are confident to achieve 15% guidance what was given for the invoice booking. As far as EBITDA margins are concerned, as we given 9.5% bottom lower band. And in the first half year, we achieved about 9.2% in EBITDA. So in the second half, we are sure to achieve 9.5% lower band. But what our backlog is there for the first half year, the 0.3, is now is to be seen that how far we are able to achieve 9.8 or 9.9 to make it as 9.5. But we are at this point, we are able to achieve 9.5% in the second half year.
Okay, got it. Just to clarify, sir, in terms of the order inflow, including the October one is, I think, 8,660 odd, and L1 is how much, sir? 8,700 odd crore?
The total L1 value would be, as of September end, would be 9,200. Let us say that close to, you know, more than 9,000 crore. More than 9,000 crore. And Shravanji, if I may add one point, you talked about the submissions that we have made for the month of October. If we really add these two numbers, we have already achieved about 41% of the lower band. You know, if you really include the announcements that we have made for the month of October, the total order book is 8,256, which is about 41% of the lower band. So we are on the journey, and I think we don't see any reason to, you know, revise the order inflow guidance that we have shared with the trade.
Okay, got it. Sir, just a couple of data points just to get it from you. One is how much is retention money and loans and advances and the investment in subsidiaries and associates. So exposure to associates and subsidiaries is how much?
Hello. Investments, there is no change from the previous quarter, which is now standing at 1,034 crores against 1,033 of the previous quarter. And the loans now standing at 381 crores as against 361 crores of the previous quarter. About 20 crores increase. Inventory is 1,469 crores against 1,304 crores.
Sir, I have that. I need retention money.
Okay, retention money, we have about 1,583 crores against 1,532.
It is quarter two and quarter one and quarter two.
What else you want?
And the debt level previously we mentioned, by end of the year we will be reaching to a 500 odd crore versus a 1,730 odd crore. So that remains the same.
At this moment, that stands. There is no change in that one.
Net number. Net number. 500 crore. As you are aware, generally the collection tariffs are, you know, good in the fourth quarter, and this is what makes us believe that we should be able to hit that number.
Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinay Mehta from LKP Securities. Please go ahead. Jinay Mehta, your line has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question. As there's no response from the current participant, we will move to the next question, which will be from the line of Parth Thakkar from JM Financial.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you for this opportunity. My first question is, what is the what are the outstanding receivables from AP and how much recoveries are we expecting in 2H?
AP projects?
Okay.
For a JP cost are concerned, there are two categories. One is capacity projects and other category is running projects. So we have received nearly 220 crores in the last 2 months from the AP government towards the running projects. As far as capacity projects are concerned, the outstanding is about approximately 150 crores is there. That also we expect to receive. There is a good movement and the discussion going on with the client. And before March of this fiscal, we expect to receive that amount. So as far as other, any other points you have on the AP project?
No. My other question is, can you help me understand what is the pending real estate payment? I'm planned back to Golden Vaidhan.
Pending amount
of Vaidhan. If you could repeat your question, please. You are not fully audible. If you could please repeat your question, sir. I think you are talking about Vaidhan real estate deal.
Yes.
Yeah. So what remains to be received from them? We have received most of the payment. What remains to be received is about 33 crores. This is what they have disclosed in the last quarter. But we have already received about 23 crores. What remains to be received from them is, let us say, that negligible amount of 10 crores. And with that receipt, it is also important to understand that we have received the full payment as far as the equity portion of that project is concerned. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Those were my questions. Thank you.
Another 15 crores from the loan given to them. And that loan is an interest-bearing loan. And
they started paying the loan amount. Since there is some process, some sales are happening. Out of that, the consideration what they received, they started paying the loan. About 15 crores we received in the last month.
Okay, thank you, sir. Those were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Prithvi Raj from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Could you give some color on, in which geographies are you seeing higher projects that are being divided? Is it central government? Is it state government? Can you show some color on what kind of projects are we getting?
Are we getting, Mr. Prithvi, are you asking about the projects we are getting or correct?
Yeah, that's right. The projects which are in the pipeline and which are being awarded now.
See, primarily we are getting projects, we have shared one slide. I would encourage you to download and see this slide. But we have received few projects from the state of Maharashtra. We have also received few Jal Jeevan Mission projects. Going forward, we expect a very healthy pipeline of projects, more than 2 lakh crore to be exact. 2.9 lakh crore pipeline of projects to come up for bidding. Primarily, it would come for 4 divisions: building, transportation, water, and electrical T&D. And we might get few projects in the irrigation and mining as well.
And then one specific question on AP: are you seeing any traction there? When you are having conversations with the state government?
We are hopeful. They have initiated the whole process and we have been given to understand that the previous project they are planning to close and they will start the process of award soon. So as per the information that has been made available to us, it should, we should be able to see concrete action by Q3 or Q4 of the current financial year.
Okay. Thank you. That's all from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, yes. Audible, Mr. Parikshit.
The first question is on the prospect pipeline. You said that 2 trillion, almost 2 lakh crores for the... This is, I understand, for the next 6 months, right?
Yeah, but, you know, maybe few states difficult to predict subject to the elections. You are aware that, you know, elections have been announced in 2 of the key states. But yes, overall, in the 6 months, or this could also spill to, you know, 9 months also, depending on the new government that comes to the power, their priorities and, you know, their preferences. Okay.
So you said that you already got the financial year till date about 8,256 crores and you are sitting L1 in 9,200. So approximately you have 17,000 crores plus kind of projects already in the kitty, right?
That's right.
So balance 2 trillion when you are bidding, so typically when you look at your historical bidding ratios, so what kind of conversion have you seen for the rest of the year when we are targeting, so 20,000 to 22,000 crores, do you think there is a decent possibility of this number exceeding like 30,000 crores of inflows, given that we are talking about a very large number of 2 trillion for the rest of the year?
Yeah, 2 questions. The first is, there is no fixed percentage. It really depends on the lumpiness of the contract, you know. Generally, this number would vary for, you know, 10 to 15% anywhere in that range. It really depends on the lumpiness of the contract. What I essentially mean by that is, let us say that there are few very large projects, you know, 25,000 crores we have seen, you know, very big projects like bullet train. So big packages, if we win or lose, this will change the percentage drastically. So, you know, so this is the range that we have seen in the past.
So 10% itself will mean around 20,000. So that means, I mean, are you targeting almost another 20,000 crores of inflows for the rest of the year?
But we are not very sure whether you know, that will really get converted into contract or not. You have seen that, you know, there is a delay. There is a timeline between L1 and the formal award of the contract, you know, receipt of the LOA. So it is really difficult to predict a timeline. This is not something that is really in our span of control. This is a call that our client has to take. We have seen in the past that, you know, the L1 announcement is made and it takes, you know, substantial amount of time to receive the LOA. So that is the reason, you know, we want to be a bit on the safe side.
Okay. So just on this advances, loans, now you said equity portion has come in for the AP project. Now, how much is, I could not get, what is the total quantum of loans which were there and how much you have received and what is the timeline for the balance to come in?
I think the loan is close to 477 crore, which is expected to be paid out in the next 2 years. We have just received the first which loan.
No, it is 320 plus 164, 384 crores including the interest, that is outstanding.
Yeah.
And we have already received around 15 crores and it is expected that we will receive the balance money also in the next couple of years. As Mr. Raju has said before, there is a traction going on there and now sale is also happening and we are expecting that the market will improve there because it is near to the airport which is coming up in Visakhapatnam. So likely that these sales will happen and we also have an understanding with them what are sales that happen that they need to share the money with us.
Escrow mechanism in place, the whatever sales happen will go to the account and we will get paid. The time frame is 2 years. 2 to 3 years.
384 is right now the current outstanding, right? After you have received the 15 crores.
Minus 380.
Okay, after receiving the 15 crores which you spoke about.
After that we received 15 crores. That means 365 is outstanding.
Correct.
Okay. Sir, just on the building segment, so just only on the building segment, if you can help us understand how much is it all the government projects or do you also have some private projects, private residential projects in that?
There are some projects from the private sector, you know, as well. There are some data centers,
from the one of the leading power producers. We have some contracts in the building division from the private sector as well.
But you are not looking at adding more projects on the private sector, because given that we have a strong presence in the building segment and there is shortage of one good quality contractors in the private real estate, which is now doing well, do you think there is an opportunity for us to again look at that segment and add incremental orders?
We are always open to look at the private sector contract in the building space. It depends on the what kind of projects are coming, what is the value of the project, you know, what is the location of the project, who is the project proponent. Depending on that, we do a thorough risk assessment and then decide to whether to bid or not.
Okay, but I've been talking with developers, leading developers like tier one developers. I mean, are they considering you for their projects, like residential private residential?
Yes, you are right about our participation in the private sector, and we have internally taken not to participate in the private sector. Only in exceptional cases where the client is good, where the business relationship is there. So only in exceptional cases, after evaluating thoroughly about the clients or private clients' performance and payments, then only we are entering. That's why the order book is also not much. It is hardly 2-3% of the total order book.
Okay. Just one more question. I mean, we have got a very strong balance sheet now. You've settled some claims, you've received some money, we are receiving the real estate monetization money. So we're talking about 500 crores of debt by this year end. But when I look at the order inflows, I mean, you talk about very robust prospect pipeline of 2 trillion, you've already got 17,000, and potentially if your conversion at the lower end happens, you are looking at another 20,000 crores for the rest of the year, even if it sits in L1. So in the past, we have had the best year in order inflow was about 27,000. We have been doing 25 to 27 for some time. But do you think now the time has come, given the balance sheet is strong, and now this can be really taken up, because we are a very diversified player, and can this number now start going up much higher? Like, if we are able to convert this year, it could be potentially close to about 35,000-40,000 crores of inflows, even if it's within L1. But do you think you have that scale and capacity now to execute that kind of scale?
Yes, you are right on the point of view, and in the same similar line also the management is working to expand its business. So at the same time, already in the last 2-3 years, the company increased its turnover. You have seen this average ratio, the compounding average ratio of the last 3 years in like about 35% is there. So we have grown to a particular level. From here again growing to that level, we have to consolidate the business and strengthen all the departments. That process is going on. And also one way also the management is looking to expand, and there is also chance to even book beyond 20,000, 25,000, 30,000 also. In the market also opportunities for themselves is there. Both the ways we are looking that one. So it is not that only we confined to 20 or 22,000.
So that is the reason actually that guidance we said we are strongly that we believe that we will be able to achieve minimum guidance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this, I think Neeraj earlier spoke about some bullet train projects. So which is this 25,000 crore project in that pipeline? And if you can name a few large projects in that 2 trillion pipeline which you spoke about.
No. Parikshit, I did not mean that. What I was trying to do was to explain to you how this percentage could vary widely. There is no project line of the bullet train of 25,000 crore on the horizon. It was in the past.
Yeah. That is what I was wondering when you spoke. But this 2 trillion, what are the large opportunities like? I mean, which are the larger projects if you just come up for bidding in your perspective?
The projects I couldn't identify, but I will talk about the sector, For example, the metro projects, in the whole, all the length and breadth of the country, there are metro projects coming up. There are also plans to, lay new railway lines. So these kind of projects, there are projects planned in the water space, RDHS, lot of projects are expected to come up for transmission and distribution. So these are the verticals that, that has most of the projects in the pipeline.
These are not identified projects, but
we request you to please rejoin the queue if you have follow-up questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Share and Stock Broker. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question, sir. I have two questions. One was, I mean, would you be able to share some more on this L1 pipeline that you have almost around 9,000 odd crores, which was set to 14-3? What is included the BharatNet Phase 3 awards as well, or remedies are separate?
The first question, Mr. Khurana, is, as a matter of policy, we do not really talk about the, you know, L1 project except to share the value. Which is, you do not know by what time these L1s are going to get converted into LOA. So we just talk about, because, you know, you were asking questions, so we have quoted a number. But yes, these projects that you just talked about, this Bharat Broad Magnet, we also got to know about, you know, these L1 projects. So unless and until we receive a formal communication from the client, we do not really wish to announce that.
Sure. So that is mean, you're saying that this 9,000 would not include any of these, I mean, the news that has been there in the market. Because you yet to receive any communication, and this is still not a part of this.
But L1 I shared, we have not, I mean, we don't share the detail of all the projects, but this part of the, you know, total value that I just, and I said this is upwards of 9,000 crores.
Okay, sure.
This BharatNet, we understand that some packages have still not been opened. You know, the client will decide which one to award, when to award, you know. So it's a, this is something that is expected to take some time.
Sure. If you just to understand the thought process, we recently bid for these smart metering orders, and there will be a significant amount of bought out component, and even assuming in case you have these BharatNet orders as well, Bharat Broadband, there again, and there will be optical fiber that you would have to source from someone else. So, and has there been a change in the thought process wherein we are going for projects wherein there is a significant portion which is in the form of bought out components? Or is it that the size is so favorable that you can't ignore these sort of opportunities?
These are really the large opportunities, and otherwise also in few of the projects that we execute, other than these two, you know, new areas, there is a significant part of the bought out items, you know. So we have been executing those kind of projects in the past, and we have the expertise, and these are the emerging areas, you know. So, you know, why not? Whenever a big opportunity comes up in front of us, you know, it is better to evaluate those opportunities and not to, you know, decide not to participate. So that is the reason we are always open to look at, you know, these kind of opportunities.
Sure. And sir, given the sort of size that these sort of projects tend to have, and give, I mean, assuming there will be the competition, the count, actually, in terms of the number of participants that would be able to qualify would be on a lower side, fair to assume we would try to kind of get slightly, margins which would be slightly better than what we generally tend to do, given the sort of size that these projects have on offer.
Mr. Khurana, could you repeat? Your voice is not very audible.
Is it better now?
There is a lot of echo. So not able to hear you clearly.
Is it better now, sir?
Yeah, please.
No, so I was wondering, I mean, given the sort of size that we're targeting these days, right, I mean, in terms of the project sizes, and given these are fairly large, where you won't get to the sort of competition that you would get to have with smaller orders, fair to assume you're targeting higher margins with these opportunities than what we generally tend to deliver, I mean, in terms of average number?
It is difficult, Mr. Khurana, to you know, really predict a margin at this point of time. As you rightly highlighted, these are the new areas, and you know, we have bagged these projects, you know, almost for the first time. So there is going to be a learning curve, and it is premature really to talk about the potential margin that we will really make on this project. Let the project, you know, move forward, you know, let us execute 30-40% of the project. I think that would be the right time to talk about the margin. Otherwise, it would be a little premature to commit a number.
Sure. And just one last, if I may, please. I mean, would you be able to say status on the GMLR project?
Yeah, as far as the GMLR project is concerned, we have already placed the orders for the TBM machines and both the partners. And for clearance, we are waiting for the clearance. There was a change in the location, and there is a likely that the tunnel length also will get increased. So that is the reason we are waiting for the permission from DNC. It is expected to come in maybe the third quarter end. So once it comes, then the project will completely take off.
Sure. Thank you and all the very best of you, John.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from UTI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a specific question regarding the smart metering project that we are doing, the two projects. So can you brief us about the experience as in how is the execution going on and when should we expect to complete? Have we completed a part of the project wherein we have already started receiving the entities and everything?
See, firstly, as you are aware, we have bagged three projects. Two projects are from the state of Maharashtra. The order value of these two projects is close to 5,700 crores. And the third project that we have bagged is from the state of Bihar. The value would be about 2,300 crore order value. Now, as we have shared in the last conversation, with you, we have started the trials for the Bihar state. We have already installed some meters. A couple of million meters have already been installed in the state of Bihar. Maharashtra, we have been asked to go a bit slow. The government has, has decided to defer this project for a few months. And the, as you are aware, the election has already been announced in the state of Maharashtra. So we will wait for a couple of months' time, let the new government come to the power, and then we are hopeful that the execution would start. But to answer your question specifically, this project we have been asked to go slow, Maharashtra project. Bihar, we are making good progress.
Your voice is breaking.
Does that answer your question?
And Nikhil, your voice is not clear.
Hello?
Yes, Nikhil, go ahead, please.
Yeah. So, I wanted to ask about, you mentioned that you have commissioned a couple of million of smart meters. So, have you started receiving annuities on those?
No. We have not received the annuity. As per the contract, we have to demonstrate the successful connectivity for the sample size of the project, which is about 5 odd percent. So once we install, it is not about the installation of the meters only. There is a network connectivity. These meters are expected to work like a mobile phone, either on RF radio frequency or mobile network. Then we have to connect this with the local server that is going to get connected to the billing server of the DISCOM. So the NUT hasn't started. Once the sample testing is done, then we will receive the green signal from the client to start rolling out the project, for the rest of the household. Then this cycle would start. As we speak, this hasn't started.
One small correction, it was not 2 million, it was 2 lakhs.
Oh, 1 to 2 lakhs, not million.
So that's the reason we are asking whether annuity has started. Okay.
Understood. So, and just a final question regarding, sir, there is a lot of opportunities coming out and, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
There is a lot of opportunities coming out in the renewable sector, especially in the BESS segment and as well as solar EPC. So are we looking to participate in those?
Currently, we are studying the sector. We are not participating currently in these bids. But we will evaluate and decide an appropriate point of time.
Sure. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
First is on, I think you mentioned investments in subsidiary and loans given totaling to roughly 1,400 crores, 400 odd crores. So is it possible to be broad headline subsidiary where the investment is?
The investments and loans together 3,500 crores. Out of that, urban is 229 crores and NCC IHL is 559 crores. And NCC IHMPL, that is Marshes, it is 223 crores. And Oman, it is 457 crores. Vizag Urban is 416 crores. And rest of the other things. Yeah.
Right. So in this, the smart metering one, in how much?
We have not invested anything. We have invested barely 10 crores in that. And once the financial closure is completed and project takes off, it will be done. And as you know that one smart meter project is within NCC itself and the two other projects are with the SPJs.
Okay. So the two ones, they are the Maharashtra ones which you mentioned.
Sorry?
The two in subsidiary are Maharashtra ones.
Yeah, both are in Maharashtra.
Yes,
yeah. That is the requirement as per the tender even.
Right. And on this order book, sir, the consolidated minus standalone order book that we if we do, then the difference is coming from the Pachwara or is there anything else also?
Majority of the cost is from Pachwara. One small cost from the smart meter.
Okay. Got it. And one
sir,
last
question. Sir, we request you to please rejoin the queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyesh Babaria from Mahindra Manulife Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. This is a similar question to what Jim was asking. Let's say if you look at the pipeline of around 2.1 lakh crore that you mentioned, assuming this sort of project could be a large project and also we are looking out for to bid for the large projects and especially the projects wherein the bought out components will be kind of higher. So what sort of margin profile are we actually looking at or what sort of trajectory do you see, let's say, in next 2 to 3 years that after the execution of these kinds of projects where a value addition for us will be less?
This question has already been answered. You know, I have offered a detailed answer to this question. So, to reiterate, as you highlighted, you know, some of these segments are new segments and it is really premature to talk about the possible margin. In these pipelines, the project would come up for bidding, you know, a lot of people would bid. We would be successful in some bids. Some bids will not be successful, then we will start the execution of the project. Then that would be the realistic time to talk about the margin that we will really end up with. It is premature, you know, to talk about the margin that we will make, that will make on, you know, these new segments, new projects.
Okay. Thank you for answering this question. And another thing is that, but would it be really difficult to actually, you know, to achieve the margin beyond 10% or so, considering that this project will be very large?
See, we have already shared the margin guidance with you and we do not wish to revise that. You know, the guideline, the margin that we have shared with the state is a beta margin of 9.5% to 10% and we continue to stick with the same, you know, number. Maybe we might get at the lower end of the band as things stand today, but we have to, you know, wait and watch.
Sure. Thank you so much. That's all so much.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Sir, out of our current standalone order book as of September, what would be the executable portion? A ballpark number would do.
The order book standing for the standalone as of the end of September is 48,027 crores. Okay. And out of this, generally what happens is that 20 to 30% of this is executable generally. So if you take 30% also, 12,000 is executable in the current year.
What I meant was ki, how much is currently under execution, what is the value for which the execution is yet to start?
Yet to start, there is nothing right now, because the project is regarding only the smart meters where the EPC contract was there. There was a hold little bit in the case of Maharashtra, but Bihar we are going ahead. As far as the Malad is concerned, I have explained to you that there is a Supreme Court order to restart the project, and we have restarted the project, and the land filling, everything is over, the tree cutting is happening, we are waiting for some permissions when that comes, and due to the rains also in Mumbai region, the progress was also not as expected, but in the coming quarter we are expecting a good progress. And as far as the other projects like the GMLR, we said very clearly, explained before, that because of change in alignment or change in the location, we are waiting for the approval from the DMC. Once that comes in, then that project also will take off. Otherwise, all other projects are going on, running projects.
Okay. So secondly, what would be our order book of JJM project from UP as of September?
As of September, JJM, the JJM issue. So as at the end of September, it was 5,466. Yeah. As at the end of September, it's 5,467 crores.
So we earlier indicated that you were targeting to complete the entire book in March, by March 25. So what would be a revised target for these now?
Like this, as we explained, the shortfall in the turnover in the current quarter is also because of the unprecedented rains in UP and also the elections and all. Now we are expecting that the majority of the work will be completed by March 25, and maybe a fraction of work will be left over, which will be done before June 25. That is the timeline.
Okay, and so lastly, when do we expect to receive the LOAs for the MSRDC 2 packages?
We are waiting for the government to come in, and because of the election code, they are not able to do that. Once the elections are over, it's likely can happen.
Okay, and so in the previous call, we had mentioned that the outstanding receivables from AP, overall, the total number was somewhere close to 550 crores. So, is the number still the similar?
AP receivables.
We received around
200 crores in AP. We received the money from AP in respect of AIB projects and ADB projects, and also AAP SMIDC projects. What are all projects which are running other than capital city projects? We have received the money now. The money flow started.
So only 150 is pending from the capital city, and entire running project money has been received?
No. One second, I will let you know that number.
See, there are two parts, as my colleague Mr. Raju has already explained. From the old project, that is AP capital city, we have to receive about 150 crores. Other than that, there are lot running projects in which we have already received about 220 crores. So it's a running project. What it essentially means is every month we will raise the bill, we will do the work, and the client will pay. It's a cycle.
Okay, so what is the current outstanding for the running project?
Total outstanding, including the running projects and the AP capital, this is 450 crores.
Okay. So thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankita Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sir, out of the total inflow that is received in this year, including the L1, how much portion of projects would be from the state of Maharashtra?
The share of projects in Maharashtra is out of the total order book somewhere around.
No, not order book, that includes.
Yeah.
What we have said? Around 5,168 out of these. One. Just Ankita, hold for a moment.
Yes, sir.
42% from Maharashtra, 23% from Bihar.
42% of this total number.
Of inclusive, I think.
And if we include the total order book, about 38% is from the state of Maharashtra.
No, that has been in the presentation. 42% of the inflows that are already announced in this first half of the year is 42% is from Maharashtra.
Yeah, that
over and above this, you will... Sorry?
That amounts to 2,150 crores.
2,150. Plus L1 also, there will be some orders from Maharashtra?
That is a different location, that is Nagpur. We have not included. We don't really... Madam, we really don't talk about the L1 till the time we receive the LOA. So we really don't take that into account until that gets converted into LOA.
Got it. So this 2150 crores doesn't include any L1 orders, only order inflow.
Yes, that's right.
And sir, you are talking about reduction in debt in the second half of the year to 500 crores. So with this, how much would the interest outgoing P&L will reduce? Last year we reported 595 crores as interest expenses. How much will this reduce to for FY25?
As it stands today, madam, if you see that the debt levels are almost like similar for quarter one end and quarter two end. So the problem is on the collections. So the expected collections are there. Okay, then definitely the debt level will come down. Maybe 500 crores it may come down. So it will be in the same range as at the end of the last year.
So you are saying interest expense will be same as last year?
Interest expense, if you ask me, the percentage, in fact, if we compare for the last year and current year, for the half year, it was exactly the same number. It was coming to 3.12%. In fact, it is a reduction, 3.12% in the last year. And 2.99% in the current year. That entire finance cost of netting of the interest income. If you talk about only on the loans, that is also like 0.88% last year, and that has come down to 0.86%.
Yes, but the main reduction will happen in the second half of the year only. So what is the expectation of interest cost reduction in the second half of the year?
It will be on the same line, madam. Yeah. So it's expected that we'll have the same line, maybe a point, few points here and there. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. I'm audible, sir?
Yes, Saket. Are you audible?
Yeah. Sir, just to take the point forward regarding the finance, just a second. My voice is echoing, I think. Hello?
Yes, Saketji.
Sir, when we look at our employee cost and the finance cost, a Q-on-Q basis, that has gone up. So what explains this increase in employee benefit expenses from 182 crore to 196 crore?
Two things, Inish. The increase is on account of, one is on the salary increase, which is about 8%, and on account of the count of employees increase, the number of employees also increased. that is about 2.5%. So considering that, that increase is there.
And about the finance cost also, sir, also you mentioned that as a percentage of turnover, it has reduced. But on absolute number, it has gone up Q1Q, although the turnover on console level is lower.
So if you see the immediate quarter it was 155 crores, and
yeah,
the current quarter at the consolidated level is 166 crores.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That is my question. Why? What explains this increase, sir?
It's an increase on account of
the
excess utilization of more utilization of bank guarantees and letters of credit.
Okay. So for a year as a whole, sir,
to be requested to please rejoin the queue for follow-up questions.
Oh, I will not.
The next question is from the line of Shovik Chakraborty from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir. Sir, can you just mention the revenue booked for the JJM projects in quarter 2? I missed that number.
The revenue for the JJM project in the Q2.
700 crores. The revenue for the JJM project in the Q2 is 1,100 crores.
Okay, and the pending execution, how much does it stand at?
5,460 crores.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you. That's all, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Shah for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So just one question from my end. So we had mentioned that the order book for JJM was around 6,000 crores as of March 24. Now it is 5,500. So how do we extend the execution from 1,100 crores in 2Q?
Correct. So 6,000
crores. Yes, sir.
Maybe correct figure. Otherwise, you may correct now. It is correct. The 6,000 you might get towards the turnover. Was completed. That is 6,000.
So the just
hold for a moment. You compare.
To give you a clarification, the order book which was received by us is
17,000.
Around 17,000 crores, and the work executed till date, that is end of 30th September, is 11,137 crores, and the balance order book as at the end of September is 5,467 crores. So if there are some other numbers which we have told earlier, please, they stand corrected now.
So this is turnover.
So what was the turnover in the first half?
In the first half, it is 2,332 crores. The quarter one is 1,212, and the quarter two it is 1,120 crores.
But then what was the order book as of March 24th?
As at the end of March 24, I need to do a little exercise.
This is 6,000
completed. 6,000
plus 6,000
plus 2,000
plus
13,000.
End of March.
Yeah. 5 plus
2, 7 plus 6,000.
13,000. End of March.
End of March
24.
Beginning.
This is end of March 24.
This
one and this one. Yeah, Mark. Hello? Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was 7,700 crores.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Thanks a lot for giving us the opportunity to host the call. So any closing remarks from your end?
Thank you very much for participating in the interactive meeting that we have had. Should you have any more questions, you are free to get in touch with us. We would be very happy to answer any questions that you might have subsequently. Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of JM Financial, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.